Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of The Mayor's Table. Today we're celebrating two of the best weekends of the year to be here in the city of Farmington. We're talking about Road Apple Rally, Four Corners Balloon Festival, and of course the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest in downtown Farmington. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Lots going on. Stay tuned. Hi everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Mayor's Table. We are moving into my favorite time of year, which everybody knows is fall, because that's the best time to be here in the Four Corners, and it's also the best time for outdoor festivals. So with me today, I have some amazing guests who have been frequent flyers here on The Mayor's Table. We have the Parks, Recreation, Cultural Affairs Director, Natalie Spruill. Natalie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And President, CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church.
Yep, I'm here. Thank you.
So the reason you guys are here is because these events very much deal with your realm, your expertise, and your staffs, everybody who's involved in both the Chamber and Parks and Recreation. So let's kick it off. I mean,
cool. We're
talking about first the weekend of September 30th,
that's
right?
Correct. Yep. Right? September 29th is the Friday morning ascension of the Four Corners Balloon Rally.
Four Corners Balloon Rally, our second year of what is going to be an annual event. And the second year is always better than the first year. And why is that?
Well, that's absolutely correct in most cases. But it's going to be a big feat to top the first year balloon rally, as it is with the city presenting it. We had an incredible event last year. I think I might still be on a high from that event. I've turned into a crazy balloon enthusiast.
Right?
But yeah, we're really excited to get back into the balloon rally here in our area.
You know, it was last year I was blown away by just the general attitude of just people in the community when they saw the balloons go up. It's almost like this inner child inside just let out, and there were smiles everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think the only way maybe it could be better, obviously we have a lot of great things going on, but if we could get all those mass ascensions off in the morning at the lake, which is very weather dependent.
Sure.
Right? If the wind is up, it makes it difficult for balloons to go up, or even the balloon glow. You know, we had one night of wind where we couldn't get the balloon glow. But break it down for us, Natalie. What exactly is going to be happening? Because this kicks off Friday, September 29th, as you said.
That's correct.
And I think the first event is going to be that mass ascension at Lake Farmington, which starts at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every morning. So we have, if again, weather dependent, we've got mass ascensions on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. So it's September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. They'll take off starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, again, depending if there's a little bit of breeze or something involved with that, then, you know, we'll maybe start a little bit later, but between 7 and 9 a.m., those three mornings, we'll be having the mass ascension out at Farmington Lake.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful setting. Did you get to go out there last year, Jamie?
I did. And the balloons came right over our house.
Yeah.
I mean, they came up from the lake, and we were actually talking to the pilots.
Yes.
And, hi, good morning. It was so amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. Great event.
I tell you, I am a programmer at heart. I have been programming longer than I have not been programming in my life. And the Balloon Rally is such an organic community event. Like, and that's hard to explain if you've never been involved with one, but it is. I mean, it's so interactive. It's so engaging. I had the opportunity to go up for a balloon ride last year, and my first balloon ride, so I'm not quite sure how, you know, what to think or how to anticipate. And so we're starting to go down. We're over by the college soccer field area, or the multi-purpose field there, and we land, and all of a sudden it just seems like out of nowhere all these people, like, they're just planted, and they just come out and they help you pack up your balloon. I'm like, wait, what are we doing here? How do I need to help with this? But it truly is, and the buzz in the community, whether you like to see or view the ascensions, whether you want to be a volunteer to help on a crew. They need chase crews for all of those ascensions. You know, again, we've got a lot of activities in the evenings. The balloon glows throughout the weekend, and there is something for everyone. Concerts, we can dig into all of that.
Could anybody volunteer to join one of the balloon crews?
Yeah, so if you're looking for balloon opportunities or balloon volunteering opportunities with that whole weekend event, go to the website fourcornersballoonrally.com, and all of the volunteer opportunities will be listed there with details on events and those kinds of things.
Awesome.
But yeah, if you're interested, definitely check out that website.
All right, so Friday, September 29th, 7 a.m. Mass Ascension at Lake Farmington. Everybody look up or go out to the lake, watch those balloons come out. 5:30 that evening, San Juan College putting on another great GLOW event, which last year was awesome, and they're going to have food and vendors and live entertainment, going on there.
And that's 5:30 to 8. So
Saturday, we got the Mass Ascension 6 o'clock that night. There's going to be a kind of a joint event at the Farmington Museum, which if you haven't been to the Farmington Museum, I still get people who've never been on the back side of the museum. Right against the river. We just had our state conference for the Municipal League there, and it's just such a beautiful setting. And so if you haven't been there, there's Oktoberfest going on as well as a balloon glow Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock. Then it's going to be our second concert out at Ricketts in the last 2 years, and we're going to have Jefferson Starship, which people are just astounded that we got Jefferson Starship here, and we're going to allow people to be on the Ricketts field for lawn tickets that are for sale, as well as stadium tickets, to enjoy Jefferson Starship.
Yep.
That's huge.
Check, check, check. You got it. You're on it, Mayor.
Well, I'm excited. Look, I even got my pin. I got my Balloon Rally pin.
Yeah, all right.
Are we going to be selling any of this kind of gear this
Those
year?
Will be for sale.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Yeah, the balloon pins. Are we doing any t-shirts or anything like that?
T-shirts. I know if you would like a volunteer t-shirt, you can sign up to be a volunteer. I know that for sure. But yeah, we are really excited about the concert at Ricketts. And as you've said, we've got stadium field seats and stadium seats. The lawn seats are $30 per person and the stadium seats are $20. And if you want to pre-purchase those tickets, they're on sale now. You can do that at the Civic Center ticket booth box office, or you can go online to the website fmtn.org/shows. So get your tickets today.
Jamie, did you see the Guess Who last year?
I did see the Guess Who.
Wasn't that a rocket show?
It was. We got tickets. We were sitting there in the bleachers. No, we loved it. It was great.
The sound was amazing.
It was great. I'm glad that it had such a good experience last year, so that you could open it up a little bit more and get people down on the field.
Right.
But last year was your learning year, and we all have that with events. So I just think it's great. And how many balloons will you have this year? Do you have a number yet?
We'll have somewhere between 25 and 30.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's going to be really cool. Very excited about that. And that kind of kicks off in my mind. We've had some other events here recently, but for me, this is also part of kicking off fall here in the area. And being able to see, you know, just from above what's going on below from the balloons, which I'm never going to be in.
What?
I want to go.
You've never ridden in a balloon, Mayor?
I want to.
You need what?
No way.
How can I help you with this decision?
Sign him up.
You really need to experience this.
That's what I hear.
Yes, you need to do it. You're on air. I would just make him say it on air, and then
fear
it's
of the balloon.
Oh well, we've got to get over that fear.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We'll talk about it. How's that? All right. So that's the first big event.
Yes.
Yes.
There's other events that we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Natalie, let's stick with you because Road Apple Rally has been the nation's longest running mountain bike race. Is this still true?
That's absolutely still correct.
And this year, we've added some additional components to the Road Apple Rally. So it's bigger and better than ever, which is my favorite phrase, bigger than better than ever. What are we doing for Road Apple Rally?
Yeah, so it's going to be a multi-day event. You know, we've done multi-day parts to that event over the years, but this year, Friday, October 6th, we're going to do the downtown bike party, and that's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a beer garden and dinner, courtesy of Clancy's, at the Civic Center. But another really cool part of this, and you don't have to be a mountain biker to come out and enjoy this. This is a party. We want people to come downtown, really enjoy the amenities and the experience and atmosphere of our amazing downtown area. But we're going to have an outdoor gear and bike swap. So if you've got some gear, or you've, you know, graduated to a different size, or and it's still got some good use in it, bring that stuff out. We want to just swap it around, you know, get it in the hands of somebody who can use it to go out and enjoy our outdoor amenities here. So that'll be really fun. Again, it doesn't have to be just mountain biking gear. It can be cycling, camping, hiking, climbing, paddling. snowboarding, whatever you're trying to get into the hands of somebody who can use it, you certainly can bring that out and swap it. We'll also have vendors there, 505 Cycles, Sandstone Cycles, Bisti Bicycles, Barefoot Bicycles, Jack's Plastic Welding. So we'll have a lot of our good partners out there joining in that event. But it's going to be really fun on the front plaza area of the Civic Center. So come out and join us.
Yeah, there's also a community bike cruise with the Farmington Rangers, which is awesome. And then on Saturday is the actual bike race.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm looking at my
your
my
notes.
Phone here. Well, this is, you know, it's important. People still ask me, where can I go to find events?
Yep.
And I just want to reiterate, as we do many times on the show, that farmingtonnm.org, mm-hmm. farmingtonnm.org, is your one-stop shop for most everything that's happening here in San Juan County. So even if it's not in Farmington, there's a lot of events here happening in Aztec and Bloomfield, and they're all located on this this fantastic website that Visit Farmington has put together, mm-hmm. Tanya Stinson, which we appreciate. But yes, the next morning, and Matt, let me ask you this. So this, when's the cutoff date for people to register for the actual mountain bike races?
So the race is on Saturday. They need to be probably registered by Thursday. You can do that online, or you can go into the Farmington Recreation Center.
So that'd
to
be
register.
October 5th, right?
Yeah.
It'd be that Thursday?
Yeah.
And you can do that by going to the rec center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Farmington Recreation
That's
Center.
That's good to know. Awesome. And there's multiple races involved that Saturday, by the way. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. We've got a 30-mile single loop course and then a 15-mile course, too. So, yep. Challenge yourself. If you've done the 15-mile course for a few times, maybe try that 30-mile course out or that loop.
My friend Mike Zimes mm-hmm. is a... stellar 15-mile course racer. I think he won it 2 years ago, maybe. But there's pro, there's different divisions, which I think is great. There's pro categories 1, 2, and 3, single speed, Clydesdale categories 2 and 3, mm-hmm. and Athena category 2 and 3, which I don't know what those mean. Clydesdale is a horse to me, so are we riding Clydesdales on the Road Apple Rally? I don't know.
Yeah, there are different classes. I know there's a single speed class, and that blows my mind that people will ride a single speed out there on that course. Mm-hmm. There are people that do it every year, and they are very successful, and I'm just like, that's incredible.
Is there an e-bike race? Can I join the e-bike race?
Not yet, Mayor. That is not a section yet.
Right, maybe next year. Fine. If you go up on a balloon this year, maybe there'll be an e-bike next year.
Looky there.
We also have FAST, so our wonderful local nonprofit mountain bike group FAST will be out there. They're going to be doing a mountain bike skills course with the Farmington with kids mm-hmm. here. That's Farmington area single track, sorry. And then there's also going to be a food and beer garden courtesy of Clancy's. So
mm-hmm. another
all these beer gardens going on.
I know.
There's gonna be a lot of beer flowing in Farmington. Yes.
Another new piece to the Road Apple Rally is Saturday evening. We're offering a free premiere of the new film, the movie, The Engine Inside. And that will be airing at the Totaw Theater at 7:30 p.m. And it's just following the lives of 6 individuals from diverse backgrounds who have devoted themselves to a simple age-old machine, the bicycle. Through their struggles and challenges, witnessed how bicycles have the potential to transform lives and contribute to a better world. So a good feel-good movie tied to bicycling, very appropriate for the weekend of the Road Apple Rally. So again, you don't have to be participating in the Road Apple Rally to come in and
That's
enjoy a video or a movie premiere at the Totaw.
Well, there's so many accessible components to this, mm-hmm. you know, which is really important in a community. It hits all areas of, mm-hmm. of our people. And I think, including Totaw, we also just recently had another outdoor recreation movie at Totaw. And then, so this will be our second one there at that beautiful theater that we've renovated and just encourage people to come out and check out. It's turned out really nice. Mm-hmm. So awesome. So that is the first event for that weekend. And we're going to move to you, Jamie. because a part of that weekend is also other things that are going on that the Chamber's involved with downtown.
Yes.
Which, you know, earlier off camera, you made a comment, so I'm just going to reiterate it.
Okay.
We want to get people into downtown.
Yeah.
You know, we've renovated this space so that it's friendly for pedestrians and mountain bikers and bikers and just so that it could be a place where entrepreneurs can find their place as well. And we know that the more people that we attract into these areas, the more likely we will have businesses pop up that will serve those folks, and it will be a cyclical, you know, type, economic development opportunity for us. So I appreciate that the Chamber has taken taken a turn. This is our third year now.
Second.
Is it really
this
the second?
Is our, yeah, last year was our first year that we had it downtown.
Really? Okay,
and I thought it was third. No, this will be the second. So, okay. And as you mentioned, the Chili and Oktoberfest event's been going on for a long time, but last year I really wanted to make that move into downtown because we want to help these downtown businesses thrive. And so we want to help be the ones to drive customers into those businesses. Yep. And so a great way to do that and to highlight how amazing the downtown is by moving that Chili and Oktoberfest downtown. And we weren't sure what the feedback would be last year with the move, but overwhelmingly it was so positive. Not just from the people who attended, but the cooks. The chili cooks really liked it better downtown. And so it was, you know, we were really glad it worked out so well last year, and we're excited to be downtown again this year. And we are sort of collaborating with some other events going on. So it's the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest to really recognize and celebrate our roots, if you will, pun intended, in agriculture here in San Juan County. So from apple orchards to chili to all the outdoor, the farmers market, food hub, and all the different things that we have going on that celebrate agriculture. So that is why it is now called the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest, if you're wondering.
Sure.
And so Thursday, there is the Maker's Market going on. And then Friday night, there is the Downtown Art Walk at the same time that the bike party is happening at the Civic Center and the bike swap and party. And then so there's the art walk. And then the very next morning, we close traffic starting at about 5 a.m. downtown. And then our chili cooks begin arriving at about 6 a.m. and start setting up and cooking. And then gates open at 11, so people can start tasting chili.
I think it's outstanding. It's one of my favorite events.
Yeah, obviously. It's a great event.
I'm a big chili fan, so that's, yes. I don't know if anybody noticed that or not. But I do want to make this point, because the Maker's Market actually is going on every Thursday,
right,
and has been at Orchard Park. And, I love driving down there and seeing all the folks that are out selling their wares, and it attracts a pretty good crowd of people. So it does kick off with that Maker's Market. And then the art walk, which, again, downtown, if you look at what the investments that have been made in the public art sculptures that are there now, with the murals that have been put on our buildings throughout the area, and that we want to make this a really cool art space, too. So it has so much potential, and I think we're meeting that potential. These events, I think, really encourage that.
Well, and we had close to 800 people last year downtown throughout the entire day. I talked to a couple of stores after the event, and they were so happy with it because they were busy all day long. And that was our goal, is to get people downtown. I would expect we'll probably have more people this year. We were happy that we are actually extending the venue, so we've included all the way down to Lock Street. Last year, I went to Barron. It was our first year downtown. I wasn't sure all the logistics. This year, we actually have from Orchard Park all the way down to Lock Street, and we will have two live bands, one at Orchard Park Plaza, one at Lock Street, and Lock Street will have a lot of family-oriented activities, so he's going to have a bouncy house, and he's going to have I think he'll have cornhole, so he'll have that going on at that end. We have a competition between Farmington Fire and San Juan County Sheriff cooking chili to see who has the best chili. That will be down in that area as well. And then we will have two beer and wine gardens. Clancy's is going to be busy this weekend because Clancy's is one of them. I don't know how Louie's doing all this stuff, but he's got it handled. But so they're going to be at Allen and Main, and then we will have another beer and wine garden up at Orchard Park Plaza, and that is where Joker's Wild will be playing all day. So, and this is a family event. If you come to the event and you want to taste chili, you have to get a wristband. It's $20 for unlimited tastes of chili, but kids 12 and under are free, and we do have about three vendors that will be there that are perfect for kids. So we have things for the kiddos too if they don't like chili. And then we also this year are doing something fun. If you bring a pair of old eyeglasses and you donate them at the gate, we'll have a box there. You get $5 off your wristband. So that's a cool thing we're doing with the Lions Club. So it's just so much fun, and we are getting more and more cooks every year. You know, we were doing so well before COVID, and then everything, as you know, we all had to take that break and sort of get things going again, get the wheels going on these events. And so it's been great to see how the community has welcomed not only Chili and Oktoberfest, but every event going on is well attended. So I think that just shows how much we appreciate all these great events that happen in our community.
Absolutely. And that the Apple Festival part of it, which, you know, we've incorporated, and Bev and Tom Taylor have been just really great proponents of this. There's going to be book signings that Friday night, and there's going to be historic photos of the history of the apple orchards in San Juan County with the Farmington Museum, children's activities at the Museum of Navajo Arts and Culture, which we took all the mayors and the city managers and everybody through the museum here a couple weekends ago, and just fantastic feedback. And it's just a beautiful facility and amazing to see all the rugs and everything. So I'm glad we're utilizing that space as well. But yeah, lots of great things happening.
Yeah. And speaking of apples, because I do want to just tell everybody, we do have an apple tie-in with Chili Fest. So if you don't want to cook 6 gallons of chili, that's not your thing, but you have a great apple dessert, you can enter an apple dessert to our judges. So last year, I think we had 5 different apple. It could be apple pie or apple muffins or apple crisp or whatever your dessert or apple themed food is. We just need it down at Zia Media. That's our HQ for this event. The folks down there always let us use their space. So Zia Media, just bring in your apple dish by 10:30 so that our judges can sample it, and then we will award the best apple dessert prize. And so again, this is not for the public consumption, it's for our judges. So if you want more information on the apple bit, you can just give me a call at the chamber and we'll make sure that you know about that. But that's something we're doing to try to tie into that whole apple theme.
So, what's the final date for people to sign up to cook?
Well, I will take cooks even the day before. I mean, I have lots of room. I would prefer at least a week before. I would prefer that I know all of the cooks by October 1st. But sometimes people are still trying to get their team together, and, you know, but we can accommodate because I do have that space. And since they're bringing all of their equipment, they're bringing their cookers and their ingredients and their tables and their canopies. So we can accommodate even if it's somebody last minute. So it's exciting.
It is a big production.
It is a big production. Yes, it is. Thank you for saying that. It's a big production.
Well, even for each of the cooks who has to come in, mm-hmm. and I mean, the people who help set it up, it takes a lot of volunteers. And I just appreciate everybody who comes out to support the event, volunteer for the events. And, you know, we've talked about events here before on the show and the need for people to continue to give of their time and of their energy to ensure that these kind of great events have longevity associated with them. Jamie's not always going to be around to run the chili festival.
That's probably true.
Natalie's not always going to be around to run Parks and Recreation. We need to make sure that our community understands that, because we have to fill those ranks, mm-hmm. Replenish ourselves, you know, as time goes on. So it's good to get involved, volunteer, learn how things work, and learn how you can be, you know, a better part of that engine that makes it go. So,
and I'm really glad you said that. I was talking to another group of people the other day. It was actually the Key Club volunteers at Farmington High School. I was at the high school and we were talking to some of their volunteers for our Women's Summit, because they help out with the Women's Summit. And I was explaining to them that no event in this town or this county happens without volunteers. From everything from the county fair to every parade to Connie Mack to the balloon rally, every event that happens that, you know, that we love about our community, none of it would happen without volunteers, because I'm sure Natalie can agree, we don't have enough staff to run all these events and all the pieces that need to be done. So it's volunteers who really make these events happen. Yeah. And it's extremely important, because everybody loves all the events, but they can't happen unless there's volunteers. Right. So,
and I'll just tell folks, a lot of times people are very apprehensive about taking that first step forward to be a part of these groups that are doing it. But once you take that first step, man, it's so rewarding. As somebody, Natalie and I, this room that we're in right now, my first steps in getting involved in community volunteering happened here with Natalie in this very space, you know, back in 2010. Uh-huh. And it's been amazing, the journey that I've been on and we've been on together. And it's provided my life so much more quality than what I had otherwise.
Yeah.
And I think for people who are, you know, there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks, mm-hmm. who, well, this event, that, well, get involved in the events, you know, and come with a positive attitude and bring your effort behind it, and let's make these events the best that we can. And this 1 week, this 10-day period of stuff that we're talking about is an example of people who said, let's celebrate our community in these ways. Let's make this happen. And I just can't wait. I hope everybody else is excited as we are about just talking about it, because there's going to be so much to go on for everybody.
Yep, it's going to be great. Yep. It's going to be a real celebration of our downtown and our community and the balloon rally and just such a variety, too, of things happening between the road apple and the, you know, there's just a lot happening. And yeah, it's a great time of year.
I think it's such a great testament to our community, too, because we are a community this size able to host so many multiple very, very big events in our community, and they're all successful. And that, too, I just want to point that out, that we do live in a wonderful community, and it is because of those that do get up and volunteer, and you, Jamie, and Mayor, just for supporting the work of our community. It's a fun community to live in, for sure.
I mean, by the way, there's a lot of other things happening that weekend too that we're not talking about, right? And then there's the events that just happened, like the 4x4 takeover and We Rock National Championships, and I mean
stair climb.
And then there was Connie Mack that just happened before. I mean, it's just this ongoing calendar of things that really, if you're not getting on farmingtonnm.org, go there, and you will be absolutely overwhelmed with, oh my gosh, there is so much to do. How can I do all of it?
You can try.
That's the challenge.
You can try.
That's
to
what
do
we
it
should
all.
Do. We should get like a bingo card.
Oh, that's
to
true.
To start the summer and like put all these events on a bingo card, and then we give out prizes for people who show up to those.
You
events.
Could do it if you were organized. You could do it. I mean, if you
organized, you run on coffee and very little sleep.
Man, there's an array of energy drinks out there now. That's crazy to me how many different energy drinks there are. I think I've tried them all. All right. Anything else to add?
So one thing I wanted to throw in there was our September Focus on Farmington Coffee, which is being sponsored this month. We're collaborating with Aztec. We do that every so often with our coffee so we can highlight everything going on in our entire community and region. So the coffee is the 29th, which I believe is a mass ascension, correct, with the balloons. But that mass ascension usually happens about 7 a.m. Our coffee starts at 9, and it will be at the Pioneer Village in Aztec. So you could go to the mass ascension or drive and see all the balloons on your way to get coffee. So we're excited to celebrate the Historical Society. They are going to be a vendor as well at Chili in Oktoberfest, as you mentioned, with their book signing and celebrating the Red Apple... What was it called? The little train, the Red Apple.
Red Apple Flyer.
The Red Apple Flyer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's tying in. So we're excited to be doing our coffee there in Aztec, September 29th. Free coffee, open to anybody in the community who wants to attend.
Awesome. Yep. Well, I'm glad you brought that up too, because I also want to mention one more thing, just a shout out to my friends in Aztec and the Aztec Highland Games, which is another fantastic event. And if you've never gone out and seen men in kilts throw large phone poles or hammers or had
sheep.
A Scottish egg.
It's not sheep.
And eaten Scottish food and listened to, last year I listened to a band that was playing a mix of Celtic and Pink Floyd.
Wow.
And my daughter and I just had to stop and hang out and sit on the grass and check out the show. So lots of great music, lots of great food, and lots of great fun out at the Aztec Highland Games as well that weekend. So, you know, we've done a mayor's table where I've gone to all the events. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It was quite the experience, yeah. All right, so if you've got the energy and you've got the desire, first volunteer.
Yes.
First
yes.
and foremost for these
yes.
events. You can actually check out volunteer opportunities on the City of Farmington's Facebook page, their website, fmtn.org. If you're looking for where all these events are happening and their schedule, go to farmingtonnm.org. So volunteer first if you can. If you can't, show up and have a good time. Bring your best attitude. Wear sunscreen. Come prepared for, just like we talk about. And you want to make sure you're prepared for wherever you're going out here.
Yeah.
But get out and get involved in the things happening here in your community. Ladies, thank you for joining me. Thank you for all you do, amazing work that you do. And we will see you out at the events here this fall.